a new book called Against Love argues that marriage as we know it is doomed. Slate's cultural editor, Megan O'Rourke, has this review.
40 years ago, feminists like Betty Friedan suggested that if only sexism were abolished, marriage might actually turn out to be a good thing for men and women. Now along comes Laura Kipnis with Against Love to tell us to forget it. Marriage, she argues, belongs on the junk heap of human folly. Today, well over a third of all marriages end in divorce, and a recent Rutgers University poll found that only 38% of married couples describe themselves as happy. But why do Americans keep getting married? Kipnis's answer is quasi-Marxist. We're sentimental fools trapped by a capitalist system that encourages us to have children and work ever harder to support them. The toll on our individual happiness is immense. Kipnis portrays domestic cohabitation as a gulag. Day after day, you're forced to work at your relationship, like a prisoner in Siberia, ice-picking away at the erotic permafrost. Kipnis's ideological tack might sound self-serious, but she presents it with the gleeful, viperish wit of a Dorothy Parker, and she's diagnosed something interesting about the way we discuss marriage. We assume that there's something wrong with the failing marriage in question, not with the whole institution. She provocatively suggests it might be time to discourage marriage itself. Kipnis doesn't really offer a solution to the dilemma, but Against Love derives its frisson from the fact that Kipnis asks questions no one's very interested in having answered. Do we need a new way of thinking about love and domesticity? Maybe marriage could be a form of renewable contract. Or might it be possible to envision committed, non-monogamous, heterosexual relationships? Even in a post-feminist age of loose social mores, we're still encouraged to fantasize about marriage from the time we're young. I was first introduced to the idea as an 8-year-old visiting a Manhattan commune that rejected traditional marriage. Faced with several girls my age, one of the women gave us a wedding gown and invited us to imagine the heartthrob we'd marry. Even radicals, it seems, have a hard time banishing the dream of an enduring true love. While Kipnis's witty polemic usefully challenges our assumptions about commitment, it isn't obvious that we'd be better off in the lust-happy world she envisions. She nearly ignores the fact that marriage is a hardy, cross-cultural institution several thousand years old, a fact that calls into question whether its hold on us has much to do with capitalism at all. And while it's true that people stay in unhappy relationships longer than they should, it's not yet clear that monogamy is more unnatural than sleeping around and finding that the hum of your refrigerator is your most constant companion.
The book is Against Love by Laura Kipnis. Megan O'Rourke is Slate's cultural editor.